Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wind and Words, the podcast diving deep into the many beautiful words that appear in Ulysses by James Joyce. I'll be going chapter by chapter, keeping a diary of how I feel on my way through the famous / infamous novel, and keeping track of my favorite quotes. Welcome to chapter 10, Wandering Rocks. This is a very strange chapter that I actually really enjoyed. Perhaps my favorite thus far, honestly. I think it was a really cool idea to get into the heads of every one of these characters that Joyce created. There's so many to keep track of. And when you put it in this 19 mini chapter format, you get a lot more intimate with people you didn't expect to really get to know on this level. Blazes Boylan, for example. This quote is, yet again, from the mind of R. Stephen Dedalus. She is drowning. Agenbite. Save her. Agenbite. All against us. She would drown me with her. Eyes and hair. Lank coils of seaweed hair around me. My heart. My soul. Salt green death. Page 200, line 876. So this is him looking at his sister as they talk. He sees himself in her and contemplates his own conscience. He says this after stating that some people believe they have the same eyes. I think the most important part about this quote is how innocent Dilly seems. Her face reddening, her nodding, and closed lips as she asks him about a book she bought. It's adorable. And meanwhile, we're very intimately acquainted with the demons inside Stephen's head. I think it's Stephen knowing that she looks up to him while he knows more of the bad things about him that might make someone not look up to him. And despite my clunky way of saying that, it's real. We all have that curse of knowing ourselves more than anyone else. When someone thinks you're a role model and you just think, me? No. That's not a good idea. And he sees that and believes that same curse that's haunting him is also affecting her. Behind her innocence and the lighthearted nature of their conversation, she's drowning, just like him. And in that, he pleads himself to fight back this consciousness that's making him feel the pain of watching someone else go through the same thing that he is. Agenbite of Inwin, the again biting of inner wit. He's saying in Old English that his inner wit is biting at him. He needs to fight against it for his own sake. And for hers, I suppose.
Thank you, everyone. This has been Wind and Words. Better rush out.